Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting third. The DH, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Troy Neal. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Aldred. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brent Main. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rico Rossi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ippolito Pichardo. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Brown reaches second base with a double. Brant Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to third. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sierra strikes out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Gates moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Jose takes first base on ball four. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McRae strikes out. There goes Jose. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose moves to third. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Aldred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jose tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Royals, 1. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Aldred is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Aldred hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Maine hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gwynn moves to second. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rossi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Brown reaches second base with a double. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gates is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Gates moves to second. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown scores. Gates moves to third. Sierra moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Neal scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldrete hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Steinbach for a passed ball. Gwynn moves to second. Brent Maine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maine is 0 for 1 in the game. Maine takes first base on ball 4. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind bunts towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Gwynn moves to third. Maine moves to second. One out. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rossi is 0 for 1 in the game. Rossi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gwynn scores. Maine scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Rossi moves to second. Felix Jose batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Neil scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. Rossi moves to third. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rossi scores. It's 4-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gates hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Gates reaches second base with a double. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Joyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a line drive into left field. Aldrete settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gwynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Gubazon now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 2 in the game. Aldrete hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti catches it and throws to first to double up Steinbach. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Maine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maine hits a fly ball into left field. Aldrete settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Bordick moves to second. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gates is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Gates hits a line drive towards short. Rossi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jose hits a line drive into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sierra. The throw from Maine and he is safe. Sierra steals second. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sierra scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Scott Hammond pinch runs for Troy Neal. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hammond. The throw from Maine and he is out, Rossi applying the tag. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Aldrete batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0 for 3 in the game. Aldrete hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Aldrete reaches second base with a double. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Hammond now catching. Terry Steinbach now playing first base. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brown. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gwynn hits a line drive towards first. Steinbach catches it and steps on first to double up Gaetti. 2 outs. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maine hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 3 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.